This is Resonant Truth with Lisa Starr, and today on the Zolk'in count is called Yellow Spectral Seed. It is the 11th day of the White Wizard Wave Spell. The 11th day is the breaking of the wave. It's when we spill over and everything that we amassed or overcame in the last 10 days is now turned into sort of a liberated chaos, a free fall, a free for all, where we sort of share our spoils. We maybe had a lot of accomplishment and awakening, but now it's all turned into everyone else's accomplishment and awakening. There's interplay between each of our realizations, and in the coming days we'll sort of sort it out again, who gets what of this exploration of White Wizard time. But meanwhile, today in spectral energy, we are just in the spasm and the loft of not having anything really to ride anymore, feeling everything fall away beneath us, and deciding really to describe this transformation as falling or flying. Either way, it's freeing. And either way, we can't really get hurt. We just fear that we might. That's kind of the spectral energy, is the liberation from the fear. By going through this day, we discover that we really can't be hurt by the absence of form, that it's a really beautiful and optimal stage in the process of growth. We grow and we grow to a peak. We arise. We feel like we're on top of the world, that we know a lot from that angle. And then it all shifts and falls away. And we have to ask ourselves, you know, is the knowing still in us if we can't point to it with our fingers and prove to everyone else? Can we just have it for ourselves and find satisfaction and serenity in having had the experience? The wave spell itself of White Wizard is counterbalanced on this day. That's really a poignant arrival that we always find on the spectral day, is that we come 10 days from our initiation in White Wizard. The 11th day is 10 days past the first day. First day, we attract our purpose. We decided our purpose certainly would be the White Wizard energy of enchantment, timelessness, and receptivity. And then we moved through our fingers and toes, because there are 20 of them and 20 days in which to celebrate archetypes represented for each. We moved 10 fingers and toes over and arrived in the opposite and balancing energy on the spectral day today. So, to illustrate, White Wizard is our left pinky finger. 10 days later, we arrive at our right pinky finger and yellow seed, and that's today. So you can really strongly imagine, looking down at your hands right now, how similar and yet opposite these two digits are, our darling pinky fingers, and feel that there's a journey that happens between our hands, maybe through our arms and our heart chakra, and over to arrive now in the spectral energy where we are liberated by the opposite of White Wizard. White Wizard is all this effervescence and enchantment and spell casting, and yellow seed is like a protein nugget that will feed the village, feed the tribe. It is the seed that inseminates to create birth and life, extension of a human family, of all animal species. Yellow seed is the invocation of the next generation and the fulfillment of life. So it's really solid and dense and not spacey and airy and druidic. It's primal and horticultural. And it's magic in itself, because, of course, a seed pushes through all this darkness, just wanting the light, yearning for the light, sensing the light, arising to it, and ultimately climbs up through the air without even a spine. You know, it creates its own spinal column, cell by cell, reaching towards the sun. And at this like exponential output, this exclamation at the end, there's this flower that blooms, which is a key to today's energy, is flowering. So we start, you know, in this germinated hard husk of a seed shell, seed pod, but the evolution of yellow seed days and yellow seed energy is actually the flower output at the end, that either is what we call the crop and we cut it up and make it into meals, or it is beauty. Vibrant beauty that attracts bees and makes honey and butterflies, you know? The glory of our landscape lives in the seed output and exclamation into green and color. And that is the spectral energy now, the liberation that we're in. Meanwhile, we coexist on yellow spectral seed with the first day of the 11th moon of our 13 moon year, the spectral moon. And so how dynamic is that, that we have a spec day and the first day, the initiation of a new 28-day cycle that's all about the wave breaking apart for 28 days. 13 moon year offers us much longer extensions and experiences in each of the tones, each of the 13 energies. So we've had 28 days of planetary reality, and now we're going to have 28 days of spectral liberation and release. It's a letting go time. It's a teaching on letting go, but the letting go doesn't mean being robbed of your possessions nearly as much as being freed of hoarding anything like that. So blessings on it, and feel the difference from yesterday. There's more to read on resonanttruth.com. I am Lisa Starr, and I am another yourself.